top of the head, that would be enough to take away the Issa D'Oraisa. Now, as the Issa D'Oraisa is, she should not walk outside with hair uncovered completely. But if she has like a basket on top of her head, that would be enough midiraisa. Rashi says, Kal says that's a basket, that is a, what he did with it was, he used to put it on top of the head, and on top of the basket there would be a base kibble to keep, tishtim, to keep flax. That used to be on the bottom of the place to put on top of your head, and on top of the basket they would carry flax like on top of the head. So this basket didn't cover the whole head, it only covered part of the head, so to take away the yisid d'oraisa, that would be enough. But das Yehudis, but the meaning of Bnei Yisrael is not like that. That afilo kalson ami yosser, even to go outside with something on your head is not enough. The meaning das Yehudis, meaning Bnei Yisrael is, the whole head should be covered. Up until a tefach maybe, a tefach could be uncovered. A shiloh. But more than a tefach to be uncovered, that's already Bnei Yisrael, not to go outside with hair uncovered, even though you're wearing something. Hair has to be completely covered, or else at least less than a tefach. Yeah. Omer Abbasi, Abbasi says like this. Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Kalsa ain't ba mishum pura rush. He says, if a lady is wearing a kalsa, wearing this basket, there's nothing wrong. It's not an issue of going outside with the hair uncovered. So, heavy bori abzer, abzer said, hey, where are we talking about? Ilayme bashuk, if you want to say she can even go outside on the street. So, Mashmi saying it's mutter that she's allowed to go like this. Was just wearing a basket on top of her head. For the Gemara, that's the Udisi. Even though true midiraisu it's mutter, but we had that's Pranah Mishnah, there's das Yudis, there's a meaning of Bnei Yisrael Asnius, not to go outside in the shuk, unless the hair is all covered, not just on top of a little basket on top of the head. So how could you say with a basket it's mutter to go outside? The yellow, what it means to say is the chotzer. It means to say in your private backyard, a lady is allowed to go outside wearing a basket. So Gemara says mashma from that even in her own backyard also she has to have her hair covered, and she can't go with hair uncovered completely. For the Gemara, that's not true. Im kein is so, lehinachta bas Avram Avinu. You never left like a Jewish girl, like a daughter of Avram Avinu, she yashev estachas baila, that she could sit by her husband. No, if you're telling me now in her own private backyard, that who had been in her own house, she has to always walk around with her hair covered, like that's a very hard thing to do. Christ, the meaning was that the ladies inside their own house, in front of their own husband, walk with hair uncovered. So how could you tell me that in their own chotzer, she also has to wear the kalsis? So Rabbi Yabai says like this, V'tayim Rav Kana, it means, mechotzer lechotzer derech movi, enechnami. Could be in your own chotzer, in your own house, there's no Indian, but in your own house, there's not bas Yehudis to wear something. She's allowed to go around in her own house, in her own private backyard, without covering her hair. That we say she has to wear a kalsus, that means mechos lechotza from one backyard to another backyard. True, it's another private house. You're not going barabim outside in the shuk where there are a lot of people. Who are then v'derech movi? It's down the side road, where it's not, Rashi says, l'shichin rabim. There are rabim not there. So we know there are three madregis here. In a place where it's private in your own house, then you're allowed to go even without covering at all. Where it's mechotza lechotza, it's somebody else's backyard, or else a private street, which is not rabim there, then you're allowed, she's allowed to walk there wearing the kalsis. If she has something covering her hair, it's okay. But when she wants to walk outside Bishuk, in the main street where there's a rabim there, outside, then her hair has to be completely covered. These are the three madrigas. Some say, as tzniyas, there isn't any even in their own private house. Also, the Chassam Sefer says, they should also keep the hair covered. But that's not Nikra Din of the Gemara. Al das Yehudis, yes, mashm, it's only mechotzel chotzer, or else a derech movi. Mashenka in their own private house, then they're allowed to go without the hair covered. But then the next thing is with Tava Bishuk, if she weaves in the middle of the street. Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel. What means is like this, b'mara zeroi selach ulevnei adam. When she's weaving, she like uncovers her sleeves, her arms, so that the people in the street can see her arms, that's not a derech tznius. So if your wife does that, you have a right to give her a get without a ksuba. Rav Chizda Ram Ravimi, the Tova Vered, she's like weaving, Vered, like a rose, in other words, sharp, colorful wool. Kineged Paneha, that she lets the string of wool go down near a Mokam Erva, on the bottom. So kids, when people see it, they look there. So it's not tznius, kind of like the sharp, colorful wool when you're weaving, and the wool itself goes right next to Kineged Paneha, down by a Mokam Erva. People look there, it's not their sneeze. So if your wife is doing these things, also you have a right to give her a get without a ksuba. Umedaberisim kolodim. She talks to all people. Om Rav Yudom Ashmuel b'masachek yasim b'churim. It means she's laughing and joking around with boys. You see your wife outside joking around and talking to boys, that's an inyan to give her get in without a ksuba. Omer Rabo Bar Bachona. Zim Nechod, that once happened at the Kazilna Basqued Rav Ukva. I once was walking in the back of Marukva. Chazisa li Arvia. I saw like an Arab lady, Teves Yasvo, she was sitting, Koshadya Pilcha Vitoviverit, that she was Kenegat Panel, that she was weaving colorful wool, Verit, Kenegat Panel, that the wool was going near her erva. It was like there, like a, wasn't near. Now, Kivu Nechazasinu, as soon as this Arab lady saw, like Rav Avachod and Marukva walking, what she did was, Pasikta Lepilcha, she stopped weaving with her spindle there, Shadi Sarada, she threw it down on the floor, and normally she said to me, Olam, like a good person, have li plach, please pick up my needle for me. That's what she told him. So the question is, how many things wrong is she doing here? Good, she was an Arab lady. But the question is, if a Jewish lady would do this, what is it called? What's not sneers about this? So Oma bo Rav Ukva, milsa mai, Oma bo, what would you say about this case? Is the called vice versa? There's two things wrong really she did. First of all, she was weaving this colorful wool, and the wool was going down near her mokram of the erva, it's not sneers. And secondly, she spoke to us. When she saw us, what she did was, she threw the needle down on the floor on purpose, and when we came by, she asked us, please pick down and pick it up for me. So Ravina Amravina says, Tova Bishuk. What's wrong with what she is doing now? That's the case of the Mishnah. It's not Das Yehudis, if a Jewish lady would be doing this. It's not Derek Sneas to weave in the street, especially when you're weaving this way, that you're weaving with colorful material, that people look at it, and if the material is running down near your dress, near your erva, it's not nice. Amabo. Ravina Amar Tova Bishuk Amabo. That's what I would say about this. What's wrong with this Meister is not Das Yehudis, the way she's weaving. Rabbon and Arm and Rabbon say another thing. Medaberis and Kolodim Amabo. They would say this is also called the case of an Isha, it's not Sneas, that she's talking to all the men. Like for no reason she threw down a spindle there just to talk to the men. That's also not called Sneas. If a lady is out on the street and just I'm schmoozing with all the men that walk by, that's not a Derek Sneas. It's not called Das Yehudis. That if your wife curses the husband's parents in front of the husband, that's also a reason to give her get. And without a tzuba. Om Rav Yudah Mashmuel, b'mekaleles yolodov b'fnei malidov. It doesn't only mean she curses like her father-in-law in front of her husband, but even in front of her son. If the children that they have, she curses in front of the son's grandfather, the father's father, that's also a reason to give her a get without a ksuba. The Samech on the Simon is Ephraim of Manasseh, Keruvim, Hashim, and Yuli. Now you see, grandchildren, it's called like your children also. So not only she curses his parents in front of him, the husband, but even if she curses the husband's parents in front of the children. Oma Rabba, the Yamrullah, she says like this, Nechla Arila Saba, let a lion eat up my father-in-law, my shver, the apebre in front of your son. In other words, she said like to what she said, the wife says to her son, you know what? I would like to see a lion eat up your grandfather in front of his son, in front of my husband. That's what she says. So she says such a thing like that, she curses like his parents in front of her children, then the husband has the right to give her a get. That's not, they're a sneeze. It's not a nice way to talk. He has the right to give her a get without a tzuba. Rabbi Tarfon Noimer Alpha Kalanis. A lady that talks very loud also is an Indian to give her a get without a ksuba. For the more my Kalanis, like what's wrong with talking loud? What's wrong with it? What is it? Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel b'mashmoyas koilo aliske tashmish. That's what it means. She talks very loudly about tashmish amita. That's something not nice to talk. Something to talk on the phone, everything is spoken loudly, that's alright. For if they talk about tashmish amita, about living with the husbands, to talk about it loud, that the husband and neighbors can hear, that's not Derek Sneas, that's not Das Yehudis. Rashi says, Aliske Tashmish, Kishe Medabari Mo, Aliske Oino, is Maribi Moi, whenever he talks to her about living together, about the mitzvah Oino, to be together, she starts arguing, O Mashmas L'Shchenov, and she argues so loud about she doesn't want to live with you, about Tashmish, that the neighbors hear about it. Vubosh Bedove gets very embarrassed about this. So that's not called Sneos, that's not Dasyuds. But Mahnitsa Torah and the Brice would look like this. V'mishameshesh b'chotzezu, v'nishma kerlo b'chotz racheres. Rashi, v'nishma kerlo means she'tashmish koshalo b'tzulekis. That means the husband lives with his wife in this house here. And she screams, the vice of the tashmish is so hard for her, she screams, she has so much pain there that the people in the next chotz can hear it. V'nishma kerlo b'chotz racheres, that's what it means. Kitsa means that they can't live together. Whenever the husband lives with her, she complains it's too hard, she has too much pains, so for that, he has the right to give her a get without a ksuba. For the Gemara, if so, then it's nayu gabi mumin. The Chura, that's called a mum. It's called that the Isha has a mum in her body, she can't take tashmish. So it's not called a dasi udis, but she'll be called like a mum. So Gemara says, Enechnami, Ela machvata krishnimi kuris, take it true. If the problem is that she can't let her husband live with her, it's too painful, that's not das yudis, that's a mum, something's wrong with her body, that's the next Mishnah, that the husband has the right to get rid of her. Here we're talking about she's doing something not sneus, that's not das yudis. Therefore the pshat is like we learned before, that when the husband talks to her about living together, about tashma shamita, she starts arguing back and talks very loud so the neighbors could hear about it, and the husband gets embarrassed, that's not called sneus, that's not das yudis. So the Mishnah. If you marry your wife and you made a tanai that she does not have any nadarim, she didn't make any things that she can't do. She doesn't have any nadarim. What happens later is when imtzal nadarim, and later after you marry, you'll find out that she does have certain nadarim. She made nadarim, she can't eat apples, she can't do certain things, she can't wash herself. You find out later that she made nadarim. If so, the locher is ain't a mekadeshes. The Kedushin is not Chal. You made it on a Tanai, on a condition that she doesn't have Nadarim. Now that you see she has Nadarim, the Kedushin is not Chal. What about Konsostam? Let's just show on the Gemara, we'll see that this is a new case, or it's a continuation of the first case of the Mishnah. But Konsostam, Mashmi, you made Nisuyin, you live with her without any conditions. Konsostam, now after you married her with Nisuyin, after you live with her, Venim Tzoled Nadarim, a lady you find she has Nadarim, the locher is Teitesh Lo Biksuva. You have a right to give her a get, but here at Smashma you have to give her a get. It's not like the ratio, she's Eina Mekadeshes. Here at Smashma the Kedushin is Chal, but just you don't have to give her a Ksuba. You give her a get without a Ksuba. What about if you tell her you marry her Amanash Shein Bo Mumin? You marry her Amanash, there's no Mumin. There's nothing wrong with her body. The nimtza of a mumim, the lady, after you marry, you find out she does have mumim, there are mumim, there's something wrong with her body. The locher is ainam kadeshes, the kedushin is not chal. Pashtim means you don't have to give her a get either. You only married her on a condition that her body has no mumim, and later you find out she has a mumim, that's the nekach toys, the kedushin is not chal. What about konsustam? He marries her, makes nesuyin stam, did not make any conditions. And then after he lives with her, he finds out that she has things wrong with her body. She has mumu, soon see which mumu we're talking about. Is aloha teitesh lo biksuba. He finds that you have to give her a get, but you don't have to pay her a ksuba. It's called, she's causing it, it's like you can't take her, therefore you don't have to pay the ksuba. Now, what mumim is called, like a mekach toys here, call ha mumim, ha poislim bekahanin, poislim benoshim. That's the mesechta b'choris. Brought down the different mumim upon the body of a kohen that he's possibly can't do the avodah. A kohen has to be perfect to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. If he has certain mumim, one arm is longer than the other one, one foot is longer with his eyes, if he has different mumim, he's possibly avodah. So any one of those mumim on the body that passes the kohen, those are also mumim that's called mekach tois with your wife. If your wife has these mumim, and you made it tanar, she doesn't have any mumim, and later you found out she has one of these things, that's the mekach tois. She's ain't the mekadeshes. Telling words like this. O tanar nami gabi kedushin. We learned the same thing by Hilchos Kedushin. Ki hai gab in this case. The same type of the case. If you mekanesh an isha, al menash ain't alone in the dorm, it says ain't the mekadeshes. The same Mishnah we have here is in the Gemara Kedushin and Daf Nun. So the question is, what do we have to have two Mishnahs in for? So Mar says, here we're talking about Masech to Ksubis. So the Ikeh Chiddush is in the Sefer, where you konsostam that you get rid of her, but you don't have to pay her a Ksuba. So since it wants to teach us about Ksuba, it already says the ratio over again about Kedushin. Now, Hossam Kedushin is Suchlei. Over there in the Gemara Kedushin, the main halachas they were talking about is Kedushin. So therefore, the Mishnah there starts off with HaMakadesh HaSeisha Amna Shainala Nadorim. And later you find out she has Nadorim as Enim Kedeshes. It says halachas about Kedushin. Now, once it's talking about Kedushin already, the Mela Tonic Suvis, or the Kedushin. Over there in Kedushin, the Mishnah also ends off with halachas of ksuba, because since it started off with kedushin, who wasn't it ends off with ksubis also?
Yeah. All right, turn off.
Yeah. So what's like this? Omer Rabbi Yechon the Mishum Roshim Ben Yitzodik. V'yelu nedorim omru shaloi toicha. What nedorim are we talking about? That means a lot. That a husband can't take it. She made a neder shaloi toicha butter. She can't drink any meat, and that bothers the husband a lot. She can't eat any meat. He can't eat with her. But she lets tish the yain. She can't drink any wine. But she lets kasha to be there tzavunim. Or she made a net that she can't wear nice, colorful dresses, clothing. So in the dorm at this, the husband can't take. That's called something the husband has a right to say. It's a mekach tois. Such a lady, I can't take. The kedushin is not chal. Because it has to be in the dorm that like bothers the husband. Trashi Devi inu nefesh, or mizgana love. These are things that hurt the person, and he doesn't like her. So things like this bothers him. But as Tani Nami Yachu, we learn about this also. The elu nadorim amru. These are the type of nadorim that the husband says, "I'm not." She doesn't have, and later we find out she does have that he has a right to say it's a nekach tois. Tavorim sheesh bim inu nefesh. Nadorim that bother him. It bothers his nefesh. She made a nether, she can't eat meat, so they can never eat together, come out. Vishla tishta yayin, she can't drink wine. Vishla tiskashi to be dezavainim. Or she's not going to wear nice colorful dresses. So that, these are the dorm that bothers the husband, that's called the nekach tois. Heavy bore of papa. Papa says, now ahai. On which case are we going on? Which type of the dorm are we talking about? On which part of the Mishnah? Elaim, my resha, if you want to tell me what's going on, the resha of the Mishnah. The resha of our Mishnah is what? Where you makadish the isha and you spoke out clearly a tanai condition. You said only almanah shein olen nadorim. You made a condition only that she doesn't have any nadorim. For the gemara kivun the kol kapid afilu kol milonami. Since the husband spoke out the condition that almanah she doesn't have any nadorim, mashma any type of an edit she has bothers the husband. Like the husband shows us he can't take nadorim. So not only such a big nether that bothers the husband, even a small nether. If she will make a nether, where she can't eat an apple. That shechur shouldn't bother him that much. But since she spoke out any nether I don't want, it should also be a mekach tois. So why only big nadorim like this? But Elam has to go on the sefer. Elam has to be the pshan the sefer. We're konsistam. You married her, but you did not make any conditions. And then later you found out she has nadorim. See, if the big nadorim like this that bothers you, therefore you have a right to give her a get, and you don't have to give her ksuba. That's the pshat. Rav Ashi says no. I tell you, Liyelam Aresha, this price could even be going on the ratio of our Mishnah. So what was the question? If the husband said a beferish of Tanai, mashma any type of a neder she has, he can't take. Tamora says no. Or midi dekafti bo inshi heavy kveda. Something that bothers the person, that's called the Tanai. That's what the husband meant to say. But needed like after, but initially have a kveda. But something that normally doesn't bother a person, that was not the chalal's condition. Because even in the Rosh of the Mishnah, when the husband says, I'm marrying you, I'll manas with the condition that you don't have nadarim. You know which type of a neder he meant to say? Not any little neder stand that she can't achveis to kiss the wall, or she can't eat an apple. That doesn't bother the husband. That was not bechlal his kavona when he made no nadorim. What was in his mind at the time was only nadorim that bothered him. That's beyond the braisa then. Even in the ratio of the Mishnah, what neder makes it that the kedushin is not chal? Only a neder that the husband really has a right to be bothered with. Like this thing that like this, she can't eat meat, she can't drink wine, she can't dress nicely. But otherwise, that's not called bothering. Itma would look like this. Kitcher out tonight. What's going to be if a husband marries this wife on a tonight, on the condition? Almanash ain't bo mumim, you have no mum on your body, or else almanash, you have no nadorim. For konsustam, and then later he makes the nisuyin, he lives with her, and b'shas nisuyin, he doesn't make any tonight. He, like Lisbeth say, makes Nisuyin with a general, without a Tanai, without a condition. So what's the pshat? So Rav Amarav says, Tzricha Menuget. Yishno later, even though we find out that she does have Nidorim on her, you still have to give her a get. Even though Mishnah says you do Mekadesh to Isha, Al-Menah, she doesn't have Nidorim. And later you find out she has Nidorim, it's Einam Kadeshes, Mashm, nothing doing, you don't have to give her a get. But that's only if you found out before you were concerned, before you live with her. But here that you live with her, you made Nisun and you live with her, Stam, you didn't say it tonight then, the Svar is like your Moichel, it doesn't bother you the Tanai anymore. We'll soon see the reason in the Gemara. Therefore the Kedushin is Chal, and now you have to give her a get. Shmuel Amano, Shmuel says no, and it's Richam and a get, Shmuel says no. The Maisi, you married her on this condition that she doesn't have any Nidorim. True, you lived with her, you made Nisuyin Stam, but we say since you didn't speak out not, so you still have Das on your first condition. And your condition is that I'm only married to you, I'm not, you don't have Nidorim. When the husband finds out later she has Nidorim, the Kedushin is not Chal, therefore you don't have to give her yet. This is a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Now what's the Svara? Omer Abaye Abaye like this. Loitei Medon.